Oh, I get that shit again? Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. Maybe I'll get it.
And a birthday's coming up.
Welcome to Buena Vista. It's a bonus episode. I'm Andrew, and I'm here in the intro that makes you old. My hair, already graying, is fast turning white. It's alarming, but I'm relieved that I apparently will never develop male pattern baldness. Next to me, I see my old and now older friend who seems to be quickly developing some lower back issues. I can see his long balls dripping down from his rugged shorts. I try to tell him, but he won't stop talking about how he wishes the band Sleep would play their darn music a little quieter. It's Ben.
I just want to be able to talk throughout the whole set. Just to have a conversation, is that so bad?
I can't even hear what the bartender's asking me.
I like that you throw yourself a little freebie. Oh, I've got a gray, but I still have a beautiful head of hair. That's never going away.
It's a good thing Louis isn't here. He would have got vaporized in like 2 minutes. You know? Just turned to dust. It's very sad. Next to Ben is a woman propped up with a cane. You can tell she used to be beautiful, but the time has destroyed her like a runaway semi-trailer blasting through a Sunglass Hut kiosk. She just finished an insanely hot coffee and is now drinking a can of Woodstock that she says she prefers to Tempranillo, and she's ready to share her very recently formed opinions about immigrants. It's Lucy.
It's just life after 30, am I right?
Would the beach that makes you old give you the opinions of someone?
I think it should. I think they naturally occur.
Yeah, it makes you an annoying old person.
Becoming racist is actually a biological part of aging.
Yeah, we all start saying, oh, if you're not left-wing when you're young, you got no heart. But if you're not right-wing when you're old, you got no brain. We're all saying that to each other.
So standing there
saying that on the beach.
And we're laughing. Ha, ha, ha. That's very true and clever.
Ow! We're saying. Looking to the distance, we see a figure cresting a hill. It's hard to see due to our deteriorating eyesight and glasses that now have out-of-date prescriptions, but I can just make him out. It's Theo, and he just got here from the beach that makes you gay. Hi, Theo.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You came straight here from that?
Yeah. Yeah. You think I should be making a stop somewhere?
Is there anywhere else that he would have gone?
Like, are you insinuating that I should have come via the bathhouse? Yeah. Also, there's nothing kind of different about me, really, apart from that I'm gay.
Yes. And you are getting older now.
And I am also getting older and staying the same gay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that was the safe version of The Beach That Makes You Gay. Well done, everybody. Hey, you ever think about eggs? It's time.
Yeah, all the time.
For Big Egg.
What's big and small at the same time? Big egg, 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 big egg.
Oh, big! I want a big egg for breakfast, eat something the size of my head. Hop out of bed, toast up a whole loaf of bread. Won't eat for a week cause I'm gonna stay fed. Big egg this morning, frying it up while I'm yawning. Realization is dawning. Egg is too big, don't own a pot, it will fit. Egg white all over my shit. Crack in a pan that blots out the whole sun. Cook up an omelette that must weigh a ton. Flip it and serve it and eat, I deserve it. Big egg means my day has begun.
Wait.
Did Vito do that?
Yeah, so I may have invited a bit of confusion a couple of episodes ago. I did the initial Big Egg segment. And then Vino remixed it with that delightful white boy rap added there. A hip, a hop, a hip to the hop. Just marvelous.
Oh, goddamn. He sent us a rap. He sent us a country song.
Country song, yeah.
And those are usually the only two genres I don't like.
Yeah. if only someone could combine them.
Wow. Imagine what that would be like. That was fucking beautiful.
That might be a $1 billion idea.
Thank you so much. God damn. You should do something with your skills instead of making up bullshit songs to send to a podcast. This comes to us from Power FM in South Australia. the Big Egg Competition.
Hell yes.
Now, I don't
want to fit. I made this theme for
right in.
Destiny. Now, don't get it twisted. This is not the Big Egg Competition.
Yeah.
This is the Big Egg Competition. Yes. They put it in quotes and everything. In fact, they put Big Egg in quotes and in all capitals.
Yeah. My mate got his egg twisted and he had to go to hospital.
This year, World Egg Day on Friday, 11th of October, is celebrating the theme, quote, United by Eggs, and the way eggs connect people across diverse backgrounds, cultures, and nations,
they
showcasing
do.
Their universal appeal and vital role in global nutrition.
We egg the world.
Yes.
We egg the children.
Sounds silly, but everything you're saying, it's like, yeah, I guess
it
so.
It checks eggs. Out. We all have eggs.
Yeah.
Everybody's got
eggs that bind
for
us.
For breakfast.
We all come from eggs.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And if you think of it as a coffin as a big egg, we all go out in eggs. Some of us go out in eggs.
Yes.
Go back in the egg. Well, even if you get cremated, they put you in another
capsule,
don't
they?
They put you in
a big
capsule,
egg.
Yeah.
Smaller big egg.
In a way, our biosphere is sort of an egg.
Yes.
That we're inside.
And we're cooking it.
Spaceship an oddly shaped egg.
Some sort of extremely round egg.
Yeah, sort of oblate spheroid egg, I guess. Yeah, you're right, Lucy. This is true. You know, like if I go somewhere and I have nothing in common with someone, I have no shared cultural background, no shared language, I just pull an egg out of my pocket and I hold it up
rolls.
In front of my face and I look at it and I smile.
Truly is the universal language.
I go to another country and I don't know anything about the cuisine. I simply say huevos, por favor.
Regardless of what language they speak.
Well, ideally it would be one where they speak Spanish.
Yes.
Huevos?
Yes.
Yes. What's the French one? Oof.
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 Welcome to Let's List the Word Egg in All the Languages We Know, the podcast.
Big
Grande huevos.
Yes. Yeah. Oof grand.
Big oof.
Le oof grand, which is what they call death.
Oof grand.
In honor of this exciting day.
Shut up.
Motherfucker.
It's not a joke.
Also, the last time someone should have used exciting as a pun in something should have been like 1976. What year did JFK get assassinated? Was that 69? 75?
68.
That should have been the last.
See the men go to the little egg in the sky.
Yes.
22nd
of November.
1968.
Yeah. You could have tried to get it in maybe on the day before, but I think that should have been that when America's spirit died on that day, that pun should have died for the whole world.
Nothing was exciting following the death of...
when his egg was cracked for the final time.
Right.
I feel like we can... that one is done. Like, basically every egg pun, let's get rid of that.
Yep.
I think every, Taco Tuesday pun, you know, I don't want to taco about it, nacho business or whatever, those ones, those are all gone.
Yeah.
Never put that on a t-shirt again.
Feels very millennial coded.
Yeah. Yes. The millennial cheese puns as well. You know.
Gouda, have a Gouda day.
Gouda, something Gouda. Brie, something about Brie. You know all those ones that we all know. None of that shit.
There's the steak related ones. There's the steaks are high.
Those are still good. I think we should keep those.
We're cool with them?
Okay. In honor of this exciting day, Oak Bank Chaff and Fodder is, once again, running a competition for the biggest and smallest chicken eggs in town, with some awesome prizes to give away.
Oak Bank Chaff and Fodder.
Oak Bank Chaff and Fodder. Yes.
This feels like one of
it's
those
a legal
word
firm.
Puzzle mysteries. What links them all?
To be fair, Oak Bank, one word.
Oak Bank Chaff and Fodder.
Oak Bank Chaff and Fodder. To enter, all you need to do is bring in your hen's freshly laid egg for a weigh-in to be in the running to win. Only chicken eggs will be accepted. Competition closes on the 31st of October.
That's fair, because otherwise you're going to get people gaming the system. You're going to get somebody, if there's a local who owns an ostrich farm.
Oh my God, they're going to wipe out the competition.
It's all over. Perhaps somebody has some quail available to them.
Or a large goose. or a particularly big leatherback turtle on their farm, maybe.
I wonder how big a Komodo dragon's egg is.
I didn't even think about that. They're probably huge.
Probably pretty big, right?
Yeah, surely. The prizes they're giving out are being awarded for biggest egg, second biggest egg, third biggest egg,
tracks,
and smallest egg. Imagine if you're the guy in town that's brought in the smallest egg. You know, you walk into the office at Oakbank Chaff and Fodder, and the guy's like, oh, you didn't even bring in an egg. It just looks like you're playing the world's tiniest
really
violin.
Embarrassing. You go, all the other eggs are so much bigger than yours.
What a pathetic little egg you've brought in with you.
I looked up peacock eggs hoping they'd be something special, but they are the exact size, shape, and color and taste, apparently, as a chicken egg.
Really?
The thing you're reading stipulates they have the exact same taste as chicken eggs?
Yeah. They're larger than chicken eggs, a little bit larger.
Big egg.
They taste pretty much like chicken eggs.
I don't think I've ever had an egg.
No,
get out of here. You never had a duck egg?
Never had a quail or a duck egg, I don't think.
I think
really
I've only had a quail egg.
The thought of an egg taste that's unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Like something that tastes distinctively egg, but not the egg that you know.
I feel like chicken eggs are kind of, we perfected it, so why try anything else?
They're heavily domesticated.
A boiled chicken
they?
Egg, you know, on a kind of spread out on a buttered piece of white bread.
Yeah.
For the humble listener, if you have not seen an emu egg, I implore you to look at a picture of an emu's egg. Looks like a big jade egg Gwyneth Paltrow had put in her pussy.
Yeah.
Also, taste is similar to chicken egg, allegedly.
God damn it.
God damn. Mm. We got to be innovating in egg tastes.
Birds, switch it up.
Hey, if you brought in an egg thinking that it was the biggest egg that Oakbank Chaff and Fodder was going to have received, ever have seen, and it turned out you had a really average-sized egg, that'd be pretty embarrassing for you. But hey, that's okay. Nobody's perfect, and we explore the phenomenon of people not being perfect in a segment we call Pobody's Nerfect.
Pobody's Nerfect. No, no, Pobody's Nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Nobody's perfect. No.
This is from WLWT in Ohio. Woman charged with reckless homicide after jokingly shooting man in pelvis.
When a woman shoots you in the pelvis, but then she giggles coquettishly, you can't stay mad.
Yes. True.
Yeah.
A woman has been charged with reckless homicide after allegedly shooting a man in the groin, according to court documents.
Pow.
An affidavit filed in Hamilton County Municipal Court alleges Kathleen Geiger, 77, shot Arthur Osborne, 58, in the, quote, pelvic region.
Mm-hmm.
According to court records, Geiger said she and Osborne were, quote, engaged in harmless banter when he requested she shoot him as a joke.
Huh.
Geiger, believing her gun was not loaded, pointed it at Osborne and pulled the trigger, documents say.
Blam.
Like, come what?
But yeah.
So what's
come
the joke?
What's the joke?
So what's the joke?
Go on and shoot me in the dick if it
shoot
ain't true. And then
if flirting with the 77-year-old waitress at this diner is a crime, then blow my head off. Now, I'm just going to say, Kathleen obviously didn't intend to kill this man, but just as a rule...
Allegedly.
If you're going to point a gun at somebody, just go bang, bang. Like make the gun move. Like it's kicking back a little bit.
Don't finger off the trigger.
Yeah. You don't have to have your finger anywhere near the trigger.
You don't need the click to happen. You can make the click with your mouth by going bang.
If someone says, hey, you know what would be really funny as a laugh? You know what would be liquid banter? Is if you pointed that gun at my head and fucking blew my head apart.
I feel like if the police were taking my statement after the fact, I would not use the phrase harmless banter to describe what happened, because this was like sort of objectively harmful banter, because you blew this man's nuts and dick off and then he died.
He died from suddenly having no dick and balls.
Oh, sorry, did he die?
Oh,
Yes.
That's the homicide part.
Yeah, sorry, he died.
I'm starting to think maybe it wasn't like we were just joking around with the gun. That's kind of good excuse, though.
Also, shooting someone in the groin, usually low damage. We're talking 7 to 10 hit points, but...
Yeah.
Or
if
comedy
the crit
damage.
Goes against you.
Yeah, I think she got a crit, maybe.
Yeah, bypasses armor.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, might have got him in the right in the old femoral artery. You know?
Yeah,
well,
that, yeah. The, I think you that's
know the
bad. Big,
or the male arm the, artery, by the sounds of it.
I wouldn't gender it that way. I think the big vein on the penis is kind of like the femoral artery. I think that's one of the key ones.
Yeah, that's the actual vein that the Marines had to kind of like try and tie off in Black Hawk Down, but they couldn't show that on TV.
Got to put a tourniquet
on that
thing.
Got to make it.
We can't. It's gone. There's nothing to tie it around.
It's just blood in there.
Geiger, believing her gun was not loaded, pointed at Osborne and pulled the trigger. Cincinnati police say they responded to the shooting around 7:47 p.m. Sunday night in the 2700 block of East Tower Drive. Records say Geiger provided medical aid to Osborne and called 911. Police say Osborne was pronounced dead at the scene. Geiger appeared in court on Monday where her bond was set at $10,000.
That's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot in the scale of like American bond amounts.
Hey, if you want to go, that's okay. Yeah. It will cost you an amount of money that you can probably come up with.
It'll cost you $10,000 to fly to a no extradition country.
Yeah.
Like as a little on top of like the flights and, you know.
As long as you've got points available to you.
Yeah. At the arraignment, prosecutors said her not believing the gun was loaded was no excuse.
Well, I mean, they kind of got you there.
Yeah, I think they have a pretty fucking fair point. What was the joke?
Also, why are we seriously believing? You, like, if you kill someone, you can just be like, oh, we were just, like, kidding around, actually.
My bad.
That's what I
killed him accidentally and also as a joke.
Yeah. This is the wrongest harmless bander has ever gone. quote, everyone who possesses a firearm has a responsibility to do it responsibly. You never point a firearm at anything and pull the trigger unless you intend to destroy it. The defendant pointed a firearm at someone and pulled the trigger, resulting in their death, one prosecutor said. Next court date was set for October 31st. Halloween.
Spooky.
Yeah, nothing spookier than someone jokingly shooting you in the nuts and then you die.
This could happen to anyone. You know, when you're like joking around with your partner and you like get the kitchen knife, like the meat knife out of the knife thing, and you're like,
then you slip. Then you cut the dick off of them.
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah. Here I come in my Prado.
Ooh, I'm going to push it down the stairs. No, I'm not really going to. Hey, this was definitely something to report. Sometimes there's just nothing to report. And we cover those little nothings in the Nothing to Report report.
It's the Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report report. What happened? Nothing. Shh. So you should mind your fucking business. It's the Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to report 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 report. Nothing to report 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 report. Nothing to report report.
This comes to us from KLFY in Lafayette, Louisiana. Old rusty gun found at Berwick High School Tuesday morning.
Cool.
All right, not a problem then.
Yeah,
it'd be very fun for the kids though.
Dope item.
Yeah, you can probably turn that into like a hands-on learning experience. Do some fucking archaeology on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Point it at your mate. Yeah. Pull the trigger.
Imagine if I like shot you with the nards right now. Click, click. A gun was found at Berwick High School this morning, but it was likely not left there recently, authorities said. it was fine. No
big deal. Does a gun? How does a gun remain undiscovered at a school?
Yeah,
kids are always into
their heads on guns.
Yeah, always getting into stuff.
According to a joint news release from the Berwick Police Department and the St. Mary Parish School System, maintenance workers conducting air conditioning work at Berwick High School found an old rusted firearm just before 11 a.m. today and immediately reported it to the school resource officer. Yeah, that like means it was in the ducts, right?
Yeah, that's someone. That was someone's go gun.
That was someone put it up there because they had a meeting with Salozzo or whatever, and he's like, "I've hidden the gun up there. You just get it halfway through the meeting. So you need to go to the bathroom. No, ask if you can go to the bathroom. You get the gun. You shoot him. Get out of there."
Yeah, I think it's more like someone's got a meeting with their supervisor.
Yeah,
they plant the gun up there. If it's going badly, you stand up. "Excuse me, I just need to check the vents for something real quick."
How wet is it in the vents that your gun's rusting out? How fucking old are we talking?
Well, does anyone know how wet
isn't
vents
it just wet up there?
Get?
I don't know what's going on out sometimes, there, down there.
Sometimes those vents are wet.
Is it a steam vent? Do they have those?
Well, not necessarily. Like, it could be the opposite, right? Like, because vents get cold, they get condensation. The vents at the hospital I used to work at bred Legionnaires disease in them.
Yeah, they'll do
that. And then they had to evacuate the hospital.
So like that needs some moisture.
Yeah, so it gets wet in there.
Okay.
Wet vents.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a wet vent.
Vents, yeah they're going to get wet.
I think something that's really powerful about this podcast that we all have such a broad life experience that we're kind of experts on like every topic.
Like on
comes
so
up.
Many different topics. Yeah.
Berwick Police, in conjunction with St. Mary Parish School officials, promptly responded and recovered the firearm.
I mean, a police officer probably left it there, so they had to get there quick before anyone worked it out.
Yeah, before the cop like picked it up and then played with it and then like shot himself with it.
They showed up, body slammed two kids, shot the class gerbil.
Yeah.
And then got that gun out of there to keep safe.
Investigators said the gun had been in place for, quote, a considerable amount of time and was covered with, quote, a significant amount of rust. Also, the old holster in which it was secured and the condition of its surroundings suggested the gun was not placed there recently.
What if the gun's older?
I mean, you said it was rusty.
School?
Was this a cowboy?
I guess you could have just been carrying a rusty gun. Anyone can carry a rusty gun if they want to.
Recently placed, but just it was a shitty old gun that sucks that this person had.
Yeah, we can't all afford new guns. Like,
yeah, true. This has to be crime adjacent, right?
Maybe someone just didn't want to be too far from their gun, you know? But you're probably not allowed to open carry it.
Probably. And you want to make sure that it's just sort of somewhere where you can get at it if you need to.
You know where it is.
Yeah.
Just in case someone like kicks down the front door of the school with an AR-15.
You've got a rusty gun.
You've always got granddad's blunderbuss.
Granddad's blunderbuss. Whip it out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's finally my time. Does anyone have a stepladder on them? Quick, to get up into the vents.
This thing also takes black powder if you've got any on hand.
Just stuff it in there.
The school has been here since 1975.
Oh.
It probably wasn't a cowboy's gun, I'm thinking now, but it might have been
probably
like
not.
A...
Maybe like Jesus a midnight Christ. Cowboy's gun or something.
Yeah, probably a midnight
cowboy's
gun.
Probably a midnight
gun.
Cowboy's gun.
Yeah.
A little derringer.
Officials said the location of the discovery was not accessible to students or faculty. At no time was anyone in danger, and the school's operations continued without disruption.
So how the fuck did it get there?
Well, who put it there? Where was it? Was it like a fucking chamber of secrets with a gun?
Completely inaccessible. It arrived from Narnia.
Or it's just for the HVAC guy. His dad left it there in 1979. He said, "Oh, fuck, I forgot. Next time you're there, I left my gun in the vents 40 years ago. Could you get my gun?"
"Hey, son, I murdered a competing HVAC specialist." "And I needed to stash it somewhere."
We're past the statute of limitations now, so we can just get my piece that I left up there. The firearm was collected by investigators to attempt to determine possible origin and or owner, authorities said.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited to find out who that is. Hey, guns in schools. That seems to be a bit of a trend that we've seen throughout this podcast. And we look at other trends in Trend Watch. This is from the Associated Press. Eggnog before Thanksgiving? Shoppers eager for a new season. Scramble retail calendars.
Wait, I thought eggnog was a Christmas thing.
Yeah, but now you can get eggnog before Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving?
Okay. Right.
Shoppers eager for a new season. Scramble retail calendars.
Let's
shoppers
get nog all year eager round.
For a yes new season.
Scramble retail calendars. After sipping pumpkin spice lattes in August and putting up Halloween decorations in late September, Samantha Kowalczyk already looks forward to drinking eggnog-flavored coffee and filling her Wilmington, Delaware home with cinnamon and sugar cookie-scented candles and other holiday aromas.
I can't most Delaware shit I've ever heard.
Living like this.
What is... Why are they...
She's probably so much happier than all of us.
Oh yeah, so much. Like...
She's got a calendar of things to look forward to.
Like Instagram to upwards of 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking for like Pinterest fall ideas, Pinterest fall decorations for home stuff. And she is beaming. She's so fucking happy.
She doesn't even feel like the month's just sort of stripped away from her life.
No. She doesn't see this seasonal occurrence as like a clock counting down to her death. No. She sees it as a gift that unfolds on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Which is psycho. The 30-year-old thinks seasonal flavors and scents should be available year-round, and apparently others feel the same way. In response to growing customer demand, stores of all stripes, from Bath and Body Works and online holiday decor retailer Balsam Hill to Whole Foods Market and donut maker Krispy Kreme, are bringing out their festive collections weeks before the November 1st start of the holiday shopping season.
Krispy Kreme's a fun one too, because under no circumstances ever should anyone eat a donut from Krispy Kreme.
I love eating that bullshit.
You love Krispy Kreme? That is so interesting.
I could sit and eat half a dozen of the original glazed with
Krispy
no
Kreme
problems.
Krispy Kreme guy. Wow.
They got you.
I've got high cholesterol,
big KK.
I don't know what cholesterol is in, and I don't know how to avoid it. I don't know if I have normal cholesterol, and I don't ever want
to
find out.
There's no space for me to worry about that.
I found out it's in all the foods I like. So
I've deliberately not learned how many kilojoules are like good or bad. Same for calories.
Yeah.
I also don't know anything about like...
You gotta start learning about sodium.
I think we're done as a society with caring about sodium, right? Are people still buying the low salt stuff?
No salt.
If you got high blood pressure.
Oh, no.
Just don't get that.
No, just fucking
learn
something.
And you look fantastic, Ben. So it just goes to show that there's probably something else.
The only thing you should worry about is what your body is telling you want.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
And if you have allergies.
Intuitive eating and drinking. So if you feel like a beer, that's your body's way of telling you that like it really wants a beer.
Yes. Like if
listen to your body's dreams.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
We started early on teaching our boys about like, you know, listening to their body and stuff. And that's just an invitation for them to go, my body is telling me that I need to eat chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll do that.
Parenting doesn't work.
Parenting
children
is
will do
none
whatever.
Of none of the things they say work. It just doesn't work, any of it.
Yeah, it worked for a while. Then you got to switch it up.
Yeah. I think parenting is just a thing that you do to make you feel better. It's sort of like a useless, busy work. Sort of like praying, really. It doesn't do anything, but at least you feel like you're kind of...
You feel like you've done something.
You're putting some intention out into the world, and maybe, just maybe, everything's going to work out okay.
Yeah. Scientists have actually proven that kids love to sit for 6 to 8 hours at a time playing Astrobot. It's actually the best thing for them.
I mean, that
gives them the full spectrum of stimulation.
Yeah. You've been playing Astrobot with your boys, which sounds very, very cute. That's very fucking wholesome.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good.
Not all gaming is evil. Just most of it.
Just most of it. Just the vast, vast majority of it.
The overwhelming majority, yeah.
Yeah, all those woke games. Get them out of here.
Yeah.
All those DI chins in those video games, whatever.
Small titties, chin.
All those awful high polygon titties.
There's this contingent that's like, well, the vast majority of gamers are men, so why shouldn't everything be for daddy?
Yes.
Like, no, you don't deserve anything. You don't deserve.
Why shouldn't everything be for daddy?
Speaking as daddy.
Yeah.
Listen to your body, you know?
Yes. This body wants to see
my
big
body's telling me I need eggnog. Big jugs in my video games.
Eggnog all year round. Big titty video games.
I don't ask for much.
Yeah. All I ask for is non-DEI chin, boob physics,
yes,
upskirt.
What's DEI stand for again?
Diversity, equity and inclusion.
Oh, my God. Because she's got like a masculine chin.
Yeah, yeah. Or she's just got like a normal face or whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Quote, I want the season earlier and the things that go with the season earlier, Kowalczyk said. I want to enjoy it for as long as I can. If I enjoy it, why should I have to wait? If I love nogging down, if I love, like, I get home.
Yeah.
Big day.
Big glass of nog.
From the dental clinic where I work as a
dental assistant.
As a dental assistant. I'm stressed. It was fucked in there. Everyone's being a bitch right now and I just need my nog. Yeah. But I can't because it's fucking July and no one is selling my nog. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. All of the saguaros are dying. The tires of my car have melted. I just want to nog down.
I don't think she knows what she's asking for. The thing is, once you can get nog all year round, you don't care about it.
Yes.
That's why it's so special, because it's seasonal. Yes. And if there are no seasons, then everything is the same all the time. Is that what you want?
Yes. Do you want to be robbed of the joy of that first sip of nog? What was the thing she said that she craved specifically? Her like eggnog flavored coffee?
Eggnog is just probably like a Starbucks drink. Yeah.
Yeah. The new Nogspresso.
The Nogspresso. She needs her Nogspresso.
I'm almost 100% certain in the extremely consumer-oriented culture we now live in that, like, if you wanted to be drinking pumpkin spice lattes and fucking eggnog-flavored coffee and eating Easter eggs all year round, you could just jump on Amazon.
I think you can buy the syrup and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. However many pumps you need. They're always talking about how many pumps they have in their drink.
And there's too many pumps. Don't get, they give you four pumps. You've got to ask for less pumps.
Can I have fewer pumps, please? Something I've never asked, ladies. Ooh.
Look, you can just go on Amazon right now and order yourself a bunch of Easter eggs. You can order yourself all kind of bullshit.
Oh, that's probably true, isn't it? You can probably just go online and get Easter eggs and like...
Probably. Can you get the Cadbury mini eggs, which don't exist anymore because they took them away?
You can. You can get Cadbury mini cream eggs. Is that what you're talking about?
No, the little speckled ones. Little speckled guys, little candy shell.
They have the speckled egg M&Ms.
Not the same. This is what they took from you. DEI chin. No mini eggs.
Clothing, food, and home goods stores, only too happy to push the season earlier to get shoppers to spend for a longer period of time, are scrambling the traditional retail calendar in the process. And this year, with Thanksgiving Day falling on November 28th and leaving five fewer days before Christmas compared with last year, that pressure to get shoppers to buy is even more intense, analysts say. Members of Bath & Body Works' loyalty program could shop a holiday preview collection of candles in scents like Winter Candy Apple and Bright Christmas Morning starting September 24th.
They got the early candles?
They got
a sneak peek at the candle stock?
You're getting your Bright Christmas Morning candles on September 24th.
That's right. I got Winter Wonderland Body Wash in my shower right now. Bath & Body Works.
Winter Wonderland Body Wash.
Get that on sale, you know? It's a bargain if you buy it not at Christmas.
It's a smart purchase.
It's a smart purchase.
For everyone else, it became available on September 30th. Last year, customers in the rewards program didn't get access to those products until October 3rd, and the holiday-themed merchandise didn't launch in stores until October 9th.
I am just completely unaware of any of this.
Yeah.
None of this is reality to me.
This is a whole other world. I do kind of...
This is a whole other world.
I envy a little bit how much some Americans... In like the states where there's weather and stuff, like they seem to cherish.
Like leaning into winter.
The coming of fall and winter, all this cozy nonsense. Oh, the smell of fresh ginger cookies coming from the oven. I'm wearing an orange and ochre sweater of some kind and I have the candles that are the pumpkin spice candles are lit.
You can do that there because their houses are insulated. So winter is like cozy.
I don't live in the town from Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
But if I did, I'd make it my fucking business to ruin their lives.
I'd take a gun to the gazebo.
I'd walk right up to him and I'd say, shut up. Shut up for one goddamn
second. Slow down. Can't get a word in edgewise here. What's with the quips?
Stop quipping and just talk to me. Just person talk. To person.
You're just talking past each other.
Whole Foods brought out autumnal items like pumpkin spice pancake and waffle mix, apple pear, ginger, Italian soda, and pumpkin spice ground coffee in the first 2 weeks of September. A year ago, it was in the last 2 weeks of the month. Starbucks introduced its full menu August 22, including an iced apple crisp non-dairy cream chai 2 days earlier than last year. What are you people doing?
What?
Are you just pumping out all this dumb shit because the really leaves are changing?
Yeah. They got a whole thing there about fall.
Yeah.
It's kind of just not a thing here.
Retailers are expanding seasonal flavors and scents to more areas of the store too, especially the now ubiquitous pumpkin spice. Trash bag brand Hefty, owned by Reynolds Consumer Products, introduced cinnamon pumpkin spice scented bags on September 27th.
Oh, they sell trash bags. It's not just an epithet.
Yeah, that's right. Your bags fucking suck. So they started selling this as a marketing gimmick, like a joke product in 2022, but it sold out in seconds. Each year it's been offered earlier to keep up with consumer demand, said Brian Lutz, marketing director of Hefty Waste.
This is a stupid piece of shit that no one will buy.
Yeah, turns out.
Yeah, people love dumb shit.
Retailers said that the shoppers' interest in jump-starting seasons sooner began before the coronavirus pandemic.
What the fuck is jump-starting?
They want their fall trends. Their holiday goods. Yeah.
They've got nothing to live for.
Quote, decorating brings joy and reduces stress. Hmm. They're just decorating earlier because it's freaking stressful right now. Harmon, citing war in the Middle East, hurricanes, and political division, among other crises.
What?
There's just so much going on.
What?
Yeah, that's why people are doing this. You know, because...
I am so much closer to Samsara than... I don't know. I just... This is a hell of your own making.
Yeah.
Surely.
For retailers, moving to the next holiday while overlapping other holidays is an opportunity to pick up extra sales, said Marshall Cohen, chief industry advisor of market research firm Circana.
Hey, retailers, there's something more to life than sales.
Yeah.
It's called friendship.
Yes. What if...
It's called love.
What if there was a Christmas miracle and because of a freak lightning storm or you switched bodies with a poor person, huh? Would you think that Christmas was about products then? Yeah, think about that.
What if there was a global catastrophe that brought all the banks down?
Yes.
Then what?
Yeah. Hey?
Then Christmas would have to be about coming together.
Yeah, what if someone... Yeah.
What if someone did something?
What if someone did something really fucking big? What if someone took out every single person on the designated survivor list plus all the other guys in one sweeping move?
What if someone out there did something?
Yeah. What if someone actually made it fucking happen instead of just talking about it? But there are plenty of shoppers like Jamie Burkor, 33, from Owega, New York, who wants to stick to buying seasonal items timed to the calendar. Quote, I feel like there is a time and season for everything, she said.
Yes, yes, Jamie. Talking some sense at last.
A harvest moon, you know, a spring crop.
A fertility season.
You know what I don't want to hear someone say? I don't want to hear someone say, 'tis the season and it's August.
Yeah.
That's not the season.
I think it's kind of fucked that Americans kind of drag the idea of a holiday season like right back to November because they're lumping Thanksgiving in there as well. And if you're including Thanksgiving, you may as well put fucking Halloween in there. And then all of a sudden, like a quarter of your year is fucking the holiday season.
Hey, if you love holidays so much, why don't you take some personal leave?
Yeah. Oh, I bet you guys are guaranteed that.
Guaranteed personal leave from your thing, fucking doing whatever. Hey, you know?
Yeah,
hey,
4 weeks paid vacation time, idiots.
Here's a little tip for the retailers, though. Just change the text on your products to say, "'Tis a season."
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just stock that shit all year round.
Yeah.
It's "'Tis a season. And you've got, like, some holly and some bells on there and a jack-o'-lantern and some chocolate eggs. What else do we need to account for here? Some streamers and stuff, like it's New Year's.
I did trim apart from this article that mentioned St. Patrick's Day products as well.
Oh, yeah, we'll get that on there too.
Because, you know, you need those.
Get a couple of four-leaf clovers and a passed-out Irish guy on your napkin.
Yes.
You know, just kind of cover all the bases.
A passed-out Irish-American guy. You know, Boston, that sort of Irish,
yeah, yeah,
I think,
that's
maybe.
What, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Quote, "If we purchase these things too early, they're not as special." Yes, Jamie. Correct. Everything in moderation.
Yeah. Plus, it's only special if you attach that meaning to it.
Yes.
Which I don't.
True of all things.
Yeah.
Really, the only meaning objects have is that with which we imbue them, I think.
And you can take that to the bank.
Yes, the bank of ideas. Hey, this has been a very regional observation of some American customs. We look at regional stuff in regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
This comes to us from East Idaho News. It's back! You can drink 32 ounces of eggnog and run at the Nogathon.
Sounds great. Also sounds like something from the TV show Jackass.
Can you drink 32 ounces of eggnog and run a mile? A city event is challenging participants in a fun run to kick off the holidays.
All right, 32 ounces. What are we,
that's a
what
liter.
Are we picturing?
That's
there?
A liter that's of a eggnog. Liter? That's a quart of eggnog.
Well, I was going to get there because 16 ounces is a... No. All right, whatever.
It's just 30 mils. An ounce is 30 mils.
20 oh. more to a key, just like yeah. that Most Def song, you know?
That's right.
5 minutes sentence hearing, and you're no longer free.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. The city... also, to kick off the holidays? What holidays? What are you talking about? It's the end of October.
Tis a season.
Americans, tis a season. The city of Ammon is bringing back the Nogathon for the second year on Saturday, November 9th, 2 p.m. in McCowan Park. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, downing a liter of nog and going for a run.
It's really
a run.
Like, you can picture, if you don't have a franchise, okay. someone puking, and that's one thing, right? But someone puking after eggnog?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a... That's viscous.
Yeah, that's a terrible brew coming out of your body, brother.
Yeah.
Quote, "We are excited to do it," said Randall Miller, Ammon Recreation Director. "It's just going to be a fun event. It's a quarter-mile course, so there will be 4 laps to complete, with an 8-ounce cup of eggnog to drink before each lap." So that's a pot where I live, where I come from. That's a pot of nog. "Since it's considered a fun run, there won't be any winners receiving first, second, or third place." Are you fucking kidding me? I drank a liter of nog and I ran a mile and I'm not getting a prize?
Is it a mile or is it a quarter mile?
No, it's 4 quarter mile laps.
4 quarter miles.
You have a pot of nog. You ran a quarter of a mile. Pot of nog, quarter of a mile. Pot of nog, quarter of a mile. Pot of nog, quarter of a mile.
1.6 kilometers.
Depressing thought.
Yeah. "Participants are encouraged to register by Friday, October 25th to guarantee a shirt and a swag bag full of goodies."
To our East Idaho listeners, if you listen to this today, you will have 2 more days, I guess 3 more days if you're in East Idaho. Yeah.
Please.
To register for this and also to document it thoroughly and send
and
it in to
us. Get us a fucking shirt, please.
Or go down and take some photos, you know? Just at least do that. We have a frankly shocking number of listeners who leave comments on episodes and say, I live in Idaho, and I get most of my Idaho news from the podcast Punta Vista. Take your ass down there. Take some photos. See if you can get something good for Theo.
Aren't you tired of hearing the news? Don't you want to make the news?
What if you were the news because you did something?
What if you did
something? What if you did something?
Are you tired of hearing the news? Isn't it time to smell the news?
That's right.
Taste the news.
Reed's Dairy will provide the eggnog for this year's event. Then Miller expressed his gratitude to them. Quote, "They have had a tough year after the fire, but they have agreed to come back out and donate all the eggnog. We really, really appreciate that."
Fucking world building. I
know. It's a beautiful storytelling. Very sorry to hear about the fire down at Reed's Dairy, but they, the boys.
What if you whip up a bunch of brew so a whole ton of folks could spew it up?
What if we made an eggnog so good it saved the town? Miller added that the city has partnered with the Community Food Basket of Idaho Falls and Eastern Idaho Community Action Partnership. Quote, "If you bring an item of food, brackets non-perishable, or a cold weather item of clothing or a toy to donate, Needers will give you a free French toast card. That's for runners and spectators, anybody coming out." That's fucking awesome, actually. Go and donate to the food bank and then get a free French toast card from Needers. The Nogathon is coming back this year because the first year was so successful. Miller told EastIdahoNews.com that since it was a new event last year, they expected about 50 people. Instead, over 100 people came out. Quote, "We had about 175 show up to run. We were blown away by the attendance last year. So this year we're hoping for 200 more." That's...
Good Lord.
175 people at the same time on a 400 meter track with a belly full of nog. That's just a... It can't have been free from sloppiness.
Trouble brewing.
Yeah, in 175 people's guts. "It's possible to get sick during the race due to the amount of eggnog consumed."
Huh? I kind of feel like that's the point, maybe.
He said there will be strategically placed trash cans around the course. You can't put on an event that plans for vomiting. Like, if vomiting is a consequence of the thing you're putting on, don't put on the thing? Am I a prude?
I think you're a prude. Yeah.
If you haven't tried the Nogathon, or if you want to return, Miller encourages it. Quote, "You got a cool story to tell," he said. "We encourage everybody to come dressed in fun holiday costumes." What's the story?
What holiday?
Halloween, I guess.
It is our season.
Because, you know, this is the sort of thing that I try and look up for this. I really wanted to find out how drippy that shirt was, because I was like, I think I would really like to cop a Nogathon shirt. So I tried to see if they posted any pictures of it, and I couldn't find it anywhere, not even of last year's shirt. But what I did find was that this isn't the first Nogathon in America. There was actually another Nogathon that for 11 years ran in beautiful Mesa, Arizona. Mesa? Hmm. Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona?
Shit. Beautiful Mesa, Arizona. This was on December. The last one was on December 17th, 2016. This was the 11th and final Nogathon. Now, this one was slightly different. They had a slightly different format. They also had a tagline for their event, which I really like. The tagline is, "You'll know when you're finished." Which seems to me to sort of, suggests a slightly different tone of the event. Now, this is how they describe the rules in bullet point form here. First point, run as many laps as you can. Drink non-alcoholic eggnog each lap. Now, this was same amount, weirdly. It's a pot of nog for each lap, and it's also a quarter mile lap. So exactly the same, except for one...
Same format, yeah.
One crucial change here, win. So there is a winner in this one. Run the most laps before throwing up.
So are they saying it's kind of guaranteed that you're going to puke? Well, I guess because the eggnog just continues getting input into your body. And
it's getting more warmer. Of a... It's more of a the running and puking man.
Yes.
And surely by the end of, like, the better you go, the worse the outcome at the end, right?
Well, can you imagine? You've done, like, if you've done 8 laps, you've had 2 liters of eggnog and you've been running.
So do they have the records there?
No, they don't fucking say, they don't say how many laps the winner did, and it, let alone who the winner was. They don't post any photos of the event. They don't post any photos of the winner or anything, which makes me believe it must be disgusting by the ending. You know, you got a guy that does like half marathons recreationally who's done like 20 laps of the Nogathon. He's had like 20 pots of Nog.
They have to budget in re-turfing the entire course once they're done.
All the bile's so acidic.
Oh, man, like, they're not the only place doing the Nogathon. Oh, wait, you were talking about Mesa, Arizona, right? I can find their shirt.
Yes, it's not a great shirt. That one's not as drippy as
and
I hoped.
If you look at the photos from the article that you're talking about, Ben, there is an article, there is a photo with last year's event, and lots of people are wearing identical shirts. And as far as I can make out, they're not great. They have a bunch of sponsors on the back, and then the top seems to say like 2023 Ammon Nogathon in a very nondescript font. Then underneath, it just has a picture of a cup, and it says 1 mile, 32 ounces.
I live my life 1 mile and 32 ounces
at a time.
Fucking Ammon Nogathon sounds like what the like secret name for Hellboy is.
There is a horrifying photo attached to that article, which has like the trestle tables all set up with styrofoam cups or plastic cups of eggnog ready to go, but set up like, you know, when you see a marathon and people run past and they grab the cup of water.
Yeah.
Just about, are you getting real hot, like throwing a nice cup of cold nog over your head to cool off?
Man, like I know they're doing this in winter, but I mean, this is Arizona. That sun is still out. That nog's warming up. For sure, the crisp Arizona sun hitting your nog.
Chugging down, you're like, you're covered in sweat. You've already got half an ounce. You already got half an ounce of nog in your. You run past, you pick up a cup of nog. It started to turn lukewarm, and you don't realize until it's going down that there was like a drowning fly just below the surface. But hey, it happens to the best.
Your mouth's turning warm.
This is getting the hot spits with a belly full of nog. I got the hot spits, I got a belly full of nog, and I got shin splints. But hey, it's for charity.
Doing it out of love.
Fuck, that's got to be a really disgusting time. That's so nasty. I just hate that someone is, like, you can't have vomiting in the rules of a charity event. This just seems crazy to me.
Like, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Apologize if you've got a weak stomach. Or you drink a lot of nog all throughout the year and you hate to hear it disparaged like this. Thank you so much for supporting us and supporting the Patreon. It's a pretty good model for us. You give us money and then that money sort of acts as a form of income that we then use to buy goods and services. And we don't give any money to there's no advertising guys or anything. So thank you, because fuck those guys.
No suits.
No suits involved unless I go to a wedding. And even then it's sort of like an informal.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's
even then it's got a bolo tie.
It's got a bolo tie. Because it's like I'm making an effort, but I look stupid wearing a normal suit.
Ironically,
I look like a fucking idiot. I look like those promo photos from when Joaquin Phoenix did that thing where he pretended to quit acting to do a rap gig and his hair looked crazy and he was wearing that suit.
I'm not here,
Yeah. You were never really here, that one. We will see you on the free episode and then hopefully again on a bonus episode and sort of repeating that until we die or you do.
Yeah.
Until then, stay safe. Bye. Goodbye.